This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, VentureX. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Kicking things off in the noon hour with the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Leonard Bernstein with the Spanish Dance from La Vida Breve, The Short Life from composer Manuel de Falla on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. With classical music to share, here in the afternoon we will bring in the Ottawa National Arts Center Orchestra for Franz Josef Haydn's Philosopher's Symphony. That would be the 22nd that he wrote. Not to mention music for violin and piano by Antonín Dvořák, all just ahead. Next up is the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, and a symphonic poem written in 1860 by Bedřich Smetana, one that tells the story of a 10th-century Norwegian ruler. We'll hear Håkon Jarl on Kansas Public Radio. From composer Bedřich Smetana, a symphonic poem from the year 1860, based on the life and times of a 10th-century Norwegian ruler. The symphonic poem Håkon Jarl, played by the Bavarian Radio Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 1226, and still to come, in about 10 minutes' time, the National Arts Center Orchestra of Ottawa, with the 22nd Symphony by Franz Josef Haydn, also known as the Philosopher's Symphony, and that's coming up in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Hotel Elsinore, Wednesday evening, October 16th, the play with Weary Travelers, An Unexpected Will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting The Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Did you know that KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming to Liberty Hall on December 14th, and tickets to the general public are going to go on sale tomorrow? It's the Casey Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at tickets, become a KPR listener member now over at kansaspublicradio.org. We're joined next by violinist Kyung Zhao and pianist Edmund Battersby. This is from Antonín Dvořák, a capriccio for violin and piano in C major, here on KPR. Capriccio for violin and piano in C major, music by Antonín Dvořák, played by violinist Kyung Zhao and pianist Edmund Battersby on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:37. Coming up at the top of the hour, NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. 73 degrees here at the KU campus, on our way to a high of 82 with sunny skies. Tonight should be mostly clear, a low of 61. A bit warmer tomorrow with a high of 92. We have with us next the National Arts Center Orchestra of Ottawa under conductor Pinka Zukerman, for Franz Josef Haydn's 22nd Symphony from 1764. This is a symphony that, according to the ears of some listeners, has evoked the image of a scholar deep in thought. While the time passes by, it's why the 22nd Symphony is known as the Philosopher's Symphony. We'll hear it next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the 22nd Symphony by Franz Josef Haydn, composed in 1764, known as the Philosopher's Symphony, and performed for us by the National Arts Center Orchestra of Ottawa, conducted by Pinkas Zukerman. The time is just about 1 p.m., and up ahead, news from NPR. More classical music awaits us in the next hour, where we'll take in the famous bagatelles of Gerald Finzi, not to mention the Third Symphony by Max Bruch, that and much more, still to come on a Friday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically, with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org. Here at the KU campus, 73 degrees, a high of 82 for today with sunny skies. Tonight, clear with a low of 61. A bit warmer tomorrow, sunny with a high of 92. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The New York Chamber Symphony and conductor Gerard Schwartz getting things started in the 1 p.m. hour of music with a concerto for small orchestra. That was written by American composer David Diamond here on KPR. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues. We'll work our way in about 15 minutes' time to a recording of the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig. We'll spend most of our time with them this hour when they bring us the Third Symphony by Max Bruch. We'll hear that in just a short time. Thanks for joining us for classical music on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival, Friday, November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org. What we have next is a little English chamber music from composer Gerald Finzi, something he wrote in the 1940s. In 1941, he was drafted into service in World War II. It was around that time that he completed three short pieces for clarinet, which in the composer's words were based on just 20-year-old bits and pieces, trifles, which in the composer's estimation were not worth much, but the most recent thing he had composed to that date, he added a few different movements to what would eventually be referred to as his Five Bagatelles. Music for clarinet, played for us next by Thea King, joined on piano by Clifford Benson, on Kansas Public Radio. Playing clarinet, Thea King and Clifford Benson at piano, with Five Bagatelles, famous music from English composer Gerald Finzi from the 1940s. Here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1:26, a little over half an hour until our next update of news headlines from NPR. We're enjoying the classics till 3 this afternoon. We'll bring you all things considered from NPR News at that time, then later tonight a special musical treat for you. The BBC Symphony Orchestra Chorus and Singers are joined by Grammy Award-winning American soprano Angel Blue and one of Britain's best-loved pianists, Sir Stephen Hough, for the biggest musical party of the year, The Last Night of the Proms, with music ranging from 18th-century England to Henry Mancini. The Last Night of the Proms is tonight at 7, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others, using music as a means for service. Sunday, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Next on KPR, we're joined by the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, conducted by Kurt Mazur, to hear music by composer Max Bruch, who wrote three symphonies overall. We'll hear the third and final one that he composed in 1883. Max Bruch was 45 years old at that time, but wrote that the material from the symphony was from his freshest and happiest youth. He nicknamed this one On the Rhine, Symphony No. 3 in E Major, on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Symphony No. 3 in E Major by Max Bruch, composed in 1883. Today we heard the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, led by Kurt Mazur, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 2 p.m. and just about time for NPR News. Afterwards, classical music continues in the next hour with one of the Hungarian Rhapsodies by Liszt, along with music by Sir Edward Elgar, beautiful ballet music from a production called The Sanguine Fan. That and more still to come on KPR.
Hey, it's A. Martinez every weekday.
Your morning edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from ARM, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on ARM. ARM.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Dmitri Shostakovich, his festive overture. John Williams conducted the Boston Pops Orchestra. To welcome us to our 2 o'clock hour of classical music on KPR, I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. And before 3 o'clock rolls around, more classical music to share. The Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, along later with beautiful music in the form of a suite for cello and orchestra known as the Cisalpine Suite, a French composer, Darius Milhaud. We'll also catch pianist Evgeny Kosygin with a Hungarian Rhapsody by Liszt. That's all just ahead. David Lloyd-Jones conducts the English Northern Philharmonia with our next classical offering from Sir Edward Elgar and something he wrote as ballet music for wartime charities in 1917. This is a ballet suite that was inspired by, among all things, a lady's hand fan, a crimson-colored hand fan, which had on its side a depiction of the mythical figures of Echo and Pan and a bunch of mortals having a party in 18th-century costume. This is known as the Sanguine Fan, the English Northern Philharmonia with a performance on Kansas Public Radio. Music written by Sir Edward Elgar. Ballet music from 1917, from a production known as The Sanguine Fan. David Lloyd-Jones led the English Northern Philharmonia on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:30 in the second half of the hour. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we have the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg with a scintillating suite for orchestra for cello and orchestra known as the Cisalpine Suite of French composer Darius Milhaud. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Listen next to a recording of the great pianist Evgeny Kosygin playing Hungarian Rhapsody No. 12, music by Liszt, next on KPR. From Franz Liszt, Hungarian Rhapsody No. 12 in C-sharp minor, played by pianist Evgeny Kosygin, here on Kansas Public Radio. If you're interested in catching a little live piano music, you'll have a chance to do so tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. at the 1900 building in Mission Woods, Kansas. Pianist Ilya Schmuckler is going to put on a concert. He is the recent winner of the Concours Geza Ander Piano Competition in Zurich, Switzerland. And he's got a concert tomorrow evening that includes music by Schubert, Beethoven's Moonlight Piano Sonata, more music by Franz Liszt, and a great deal more. This is, again, tomorrow evening, 7:30 p.m. at the 1900 building in Mission Woods, Kansas. Find out more about this concert and how to attend over at icm.park.edu. Later on tonight, a special musical treat for you at 7 p.m. following All Things Considered when we bring you the last night of the BBC Proms. If you happen to be out and about in Lawrence, you might also want to check out Liberty Hall for tonight's Cinema Go-Go, which is a night of classic monster movies, including Dr. X and Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. The doors open up at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the door. All the details are at kansaspublicradio.org, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, we'll have clear skies, a low of 60 degrees. Tomorrow's a sunny day and a bit warmer, with highs in the lower 90s, a low in the mid-50s Saturday night, and it cools off by Sunday to the upper 70s. We bring in next the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, and we have something for you by French composer Darius Milhaud, and something he wrote in 1954. This is a suite for cello and orchestra of a sunny disposition. It was inspired by folk melodies found in the mountainous region of southern France. They call this the Cisalpine Suite. We'll hear the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, led by Bernard Kontarski and the cellist Thomas Blaise, on Kansas Public Radio. The Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, conducted by Bernard Kontarski, with cellist Thomas Blaise, in a suite from 1954 by French composer Darius Milhaud, the Cisalpine Suite for cello and orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m. and almost time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Join us tonight at 7 for the last night of the BBC Proms. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, I'm Kay McIntyre. Worries. Jay Schaefer takes this role seriously and works tirelessly to bring you the news you rely on. Do you start your day with KPR? Consider giving today at kansaspublicradio.org.
And from the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 60 degrees. Tomorrow, highs in the lower 90s. It's 3 o'clock, and this is KPR.